If you're planning to buy a turkey for Thanksgiving, it could cost 30% more than it did last year. The cost is up in large part because of the soaring price of grain that's fed to the turkey.
While much of the country faces economic woes, business is booming for farmers who grow and sell that grain and other crops. Prices have hit record highs. We have more now from Harvest Public Media. That's an agricultural journalism project based in the Midwest. Here is reporter Kathleen Masterson.
Larry Jacobson is hosing down his grain truck in his driveway on a warm fall evening in central Iowa. He's wearing a red cap, a worn Carhartt work jacket, and he has both pliers and a cell phone strapped to his belt. Jacobson finished harvesting his 1,600 acres of corn and soybean several weeks ago. Now it's just bare fields that stretch for miles in all directions. Like most successful grain farmers, Jacobson is savvy about the markets. He gets corn prices texted to his cell phone four times a day, and he checks it even when he's riding in the combine.
This fall we were doing combining beans, and corn jumped up 30 cents. I sold some corn for the May delivery for $5.06.
So you just ran in right then?
I just did it on my cell phone right from the combine and called my neighbor I was working for and told him what the market was, and he called in and sold some too that day. So
Jacobson had already sold most of his crop before the harvest, and because of the recent price spike, he sold corn he hasn't even planted yet.
When you see that big of a jump, it's not a bad idea to, if you can, take advantage of some of it. It may stay there, and if it goes higher, it goes higher. I mean, that's just, but where we were at was a good profitable price.
Larry Jacobson has played the commodities market pretty well. After an uncertain summer, grain prices skyrocketed this fall. Corn prices in October were up 30% year to year. Chad Hart is a professor of economics at Iowa State University and says global demand continues to rise.
We started off this summer with the Russian wheat drought. Less wheat, more corn demand started to pull prices up. That's when we also saw that corn yields were starting to head downward. So lower supplies drove prices up.
And Hart says demand from the ethanol industry has helped keep prices high. It's been ideal harvest weather. A dry fall in the Midwest helped farmers avoid paying to dry their grains. So even though this year's corn harvests are slightly below the record 2009 yields, Hart says many have made out well.
When we're looking at $5 corn, when we're looking at $11 soybeans, those are very strong prices. We're starting to see more ag machinery moving around the state. So that tells you that they're taking these returns and they're reinvesting in agriculture again. And so there's a lot of activity going on right now on the crop side.
Before I sell this, I'm going to discuss it.
Mark C. is climbing up the metal steps into the 10-foot-high cabin of a used 1983 John Deere combine. He's showing it to an interested farm supply dealer. It's a giant hulking piece of green machinery. A farmer just traded it in to upgrade to a considerably newer machine. The combine didn't sit for long, though, before buyers came sniffing around. C is the territory manager at Van Wall, a farm equipment store in central Iowa. With farmers doing well, he's seen a lot of metal moving. Farmers have been upgrading their used equipment.
Yeah, I think farmers have done very well, and this isn't the first time they've seen this.
Mark C says last year's sales were phenomenal, and this year has been nearly as strong. Back in his office, C finalizes a big sale with a farm equipment dealer who's driven here from South Dakota, looking for machines to meet his demand.
Okay, right now we're at six pieces. The 643 Cornet, that case loader backhoe, the 1066 tractor and loader, the two planters, and that 925 platform. And we'll go look at the combine.
That's all we got to do.
There's one more thing you said.
The MX-120.
Yeah. I'll get an answer on that.
Okay.
The rally in crop prices has brought more cash into the agriculture sector. But for livestock producers, this means more expensive animal feed. And ultimately, it's consumers who will be feeling the pinch of higher prices at the supermarket. For NPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson in Ames, Iowa.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.